Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and IBEW Local 5 here in the Pittsburgh area. We appreciate their support very much. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm excited today. We're talking with Teresa Brandt. She is with the Community College of Allegheny County, and she is the Vice President for Workplace Development. Teresa, welcome to the Union Edge.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate it very much. CCAC's got a long, rich tradition here in the Pittsburgh area. I'm a former student, and, you guys do a lot of really great work, and quite honestly, CCAC is better than many four-year degree program universities and colleges. I mean, you guys are really getting it done.
Well, thank you. And I think people more and more are beginning to realize that a four-year degree is not the only track to success. There are lots of very well-paying jobs at the technician level, which mm-hmm. is the associate's degree or certificate level. And so we specialize in those things in all different areas, from healthcare to manufacturing to the trades to general ed for students that want to transfer right. onto a four-year college.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, you could even have a four-year degree from a university or a college, but still need additional training for, you know, your job changes. And quite honestly, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, going to the Community College of Allegheny County is a lot more effective for the individual than it is to go to back to another four-year.
Oh, it's very much more affordable.
Right, yeah. You know, I'll tell you a secret. When I went through the Community College of Allegheny County, it was $60 a credit.
Well, it's a little more than that now.
Just a little bit more, I'm
but
sure.
It's but just over $100 a credit.
But
so. There's
no dinosaurs walking across campus like when I was there. So, you know, so that's another thing. But so talk to us about, as the VP for Workforce Development, who are your customers that you're talking to prepare for the training that needs to be done?
Well, we have several different components to workforce development. One that I won't talk about in depth is we do a lot of contract training for business and industry. If you're a company and you have a new process or you have new employees that need to be trained on a certain thing, we can set up that training specifically for your employees and do it either at your location or at one of our many locations. We also now are very involved with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services grant in healthcare. Mm-hmm. It's called Pathways to Success, and it's the Health Professions Opportunity Grant. There are several different tracks in that program, ranging from nurse aid to nursing. Phlebotomies included, medical assistance included, health information technology is included, and for students that qualify, it pays 100% of the cost, tuition, books, any wraparound services.
Wait a second, time about that. If we go into one of the, we get to go to the CCAC for free?
Free, no cost, including wraparound services, child care.
Do I get to go to the basketball games?
You have to qualify.
There you go, all right. So, This is neat. How did you guys get the funding from the Fed for this?
Oh, it's very competitive. Mm-hmm. I think there are about five colleges a year in the country that get it. Mm-hmm. It's a five-year grant, $13 million. So it's very significant.
$13 million, that's a lot of people getting ready that can go into it if they can compete and get into the program and, I'm sure, maintain the grades. And so, like I said, I've been thrown out of CCAC twice. So no, I'm kidding.
No.
But so this is wonderful.
Some of the programs are very short-term, like the nurse aid program is 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then it's 100% employment because there's such a high demand
right.
for those.
And just give us an idea. What's a nursing aide here in the greater Pittsburgh area make?
$12 an hour.
To start. Right,
but
plus some benefits.
Yes, yeah. and you mm-hmm. can work your way up. That's a step up for students who may want to go into medical assisting or even nursing.
You guys, is the CCAC, Community College of Allegheny County's, nursing program part of this? I mean, you've got a 2-year degree program for licensed practical nurses.
No, it's registered nurses.
Registered
RNs, yeah.
You're doing RNs in 2 years?
Yes, and then we also have articulation agreements with Carlo for students who want to go on and get their baccalaureate in nursing, because increasingly hospitals are wanting their nurses to have the 4-year degree, but it plugs straight in from the RN.
And you could probably do it there part-time while you're working in one of the hospitals in Oakland.
Right.
Gee, does that make some sense or what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Making a good salary.
Yeah. You know, plus
your employer may even pay for you to go on.
You see, that's another thing. But it is an RN degree.
Correct.
In 2 years.
Correct.
This is your brain on RN in 2 years. That's got to be an intensive course.
Oh, it is. And all four of our campuses offer it. We graduate, I want to say it's the second largest number of nurses in Pennsylvania. It's a huge program with hundreds of students a year coming out of it. It's not easy to get into. Obviously,
you have to
have prereqs. You have to have...
I would not want me in that course.
I wouldn't be good in that course.
So, hey, listen, we've got just about 2 minutes left in this segment, and we're getting to get you for another segment. But the application process, if I'm going to apply to CCAC for one of these programs, first off, how do I find out more?
You can find out more by calling Brenda at 724-325-6881.
Let me have that number again?
Yes, 724-325-6881 and ask for Brenda.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be my new best friend.
Yes, she will be. It's also available online. There's an online application at www.ccac.edu, mm-hmm. and it's on our front page. Look for the Health Professions Grant or Health Career Pathways.
Right now we're talking with Teresa Brandt. She is the Vice President for Workplace Development at the Community College of Allegheny County. We're talking about a 5-year, $13 million grant that you got from the federal government to train, for lack of a better word, medical wonks to go to work here in the greater Pittsburgh area. When we saw here in Pennsylvania the Affordable Care Act get stood up, and I'm not getting into the politics of that or, you know, even the website, but we all of a sudden here in Pennsylvania had something like 40,000 medical positions, everything from doctors and nurses to med techs to the folks that dietary technicians and all this kind of other stuff. We needed those people, and we needed them in a rapid and expeditious manner, didn't we?
Yes, and we still need them here. There are
still a shortage.
Yeah, hundreds of jobs open for medical assistants. Nurse aid is a continuous need because a lot of the nursing homes or assisted care facilities mm-hmm. use those, as well as hospitals and regular care facilities. So in all the healthcare professions, there are plenty of jobs available in this area. You don't have to move away to find mm-hmm. a job.
And one of the things you talked about, and I don't know if a lot of people caught it, many times employers will pay for you to get that extra education, that extra certification, that extra training, even if you're an RN with a 2-year degree. They'll pay for you to go and get your 4-year degree. What about your master's?
Yes, some will. The trick is getting your foot in the door with a good employer. And if mm-hmm. they want to develop you and keep you long term, they're usually willing to invest in your education.
Throw some college money at you. That's always a wonderful thing. Teresa, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Methane and other toxic byproducts from oil and gas exploration will, by 2025, make Texas the worst state in the nation for public health problems from toxic pollution, according to a new report. The study, produced by the Texas Grassroots Network, says up to 7,400 Texas oil and gas wells would be allowed to spew toxic emissions into the atmosphere if the EPA's new source performance standards are suspended or eliminated. Kim Arnold with Earthworks says without industry compliance, thousands of Texans will likely become sick and many may die.
It's a very common sense, no-brainer rule. It would help the people who live nearby who are being affected by these emissions, and it helps the industry because they're not losing the product into the air.
The regulation requires producers to repair new or modified wells that leak gases or capture and sell the methane. Arnold says since there are few state regulations requiring detection and repair of leaks, Texans must rely on federal rules for protection. However, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is proposing to eliminate many federal pollution rules. Oil company lobbyists routinely complain that EPA regulations are expensive and unnecessary, but Arnold believes the industry isn't really concerned about high costs or red tape.
This is an industry that just does not want any rules. And so they're going to fight against any rule, whether it's in their best interest or not.
The report utilizes Arnold's research using infrared images to show normally invisible methane, benzene, and other emissions escaping from Texas oil and gas operations. She also documents cases where people living near those wells experience serious health problems. But she adds Texans need not live close by to be affected.
The air in Denton, Texas doesn't stay in Denton, Texas. The air in Odessa and Midland doesn't stay in Odessa and Midland. It doesn't know where the city boundary is.
A coalition of environmental groups, including Earthworks, recently filed suit seeking an injunction against Pruitt and the EPA over their plans to suspend the standards. For Texas News Service, I'm Mark Richardson.
While college and university tuitions go up and up, higher education administrators have been spending less on students' education. Today, only a quarter of higher ed faculty has secure full-time jobs. The rest are so-called adjunct faculty, hired on a per-course temporary basis, often with no benefits, and are paid just $2,700 on average per course. Dedicated adjunct faculty across the country are joining together and fighting back in defense of their students' future. In Pittsburgh, they have formed the Adjunct Faculty Association, affiliated with United Steelworkers Union. Adjuncts and students all over the city are joining the AFA to achieve the goal of providing high-quality, affordable higher education. To know more or to support Pittsburgh's adjunct faculty, give us a call at 412-562-6967 or find us on the web at usw.org. Again, that's 412-562-6967 or usw.org. Together, we can take higher education back.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in Union Edge. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the United Steelworkers of America. We appreciate their support very much. In studio today with me, we've got Teresa Bryant. She is the Vice President of Workforce Development for the Community College of Allegheny County. Welcome back, Teresa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you being here today. So CCAC is working really hard to fill or help organizations here in the Pittsburgh area fill critically needed medical type positions, nurses, technicians, so on and so forth. And you've got this wonderful grant program for 5 years.
Yes.
$13 million.
Yes.
That's a lot of students.
Yes. Over 1,000 students will be trained in that program.
All free.
Yes.
You guys are starting to sound like one of the building trades. I'm saying, you know.
Well, we try.
we, Yeah. So this is a wonderful thing, and I'm loving this, and I'm sure that you're getting feedback from the employers. You know, what do we need? What are we going to need in 6 months? What are we going to need in a year? And that's a wonderful way of getting things done. But it's not only medical types that you guys are doing training for. You've got a shorter, abbreviated, high-intensity courses. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, we have another grant through the Department of Labor and Industry called this micro-credentials. We're one of seven community colleges in Pennsylvania that has this program. And those are short-term training programs. Two of them are in healthcare. One's nurse aid. One is health information technology, but we also have another one with the micro credential, the IT certifications in with Microsoft, with the A plus certification, Network plus certification, Security plus certification, and then the cyber certification. And those are a whole series of short term training programs that often employers will value those certifications above a certificate or even a degree because it's a national certification that really
confirms. It's actually matched what their demand is.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is neat. How do we find out more about that?
Okay, the micro credentials phone number is 412-588-7507.
One more time?
788-7507. 412-788-7507.
There you go. And so we can call that number, get more information, find out where the application is. Are these free courses too?
Yes. They're limited in the number of students we can take in those just because of the class sizes, but they are free for students.
There you go.
Another thing we do that relates to something you said earlier, we work with almost all of the unions to provide their apprenticeship-related instruction for their apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve well over 1,000 apprentice students a year
right.
in those trade programs.
Right, which, you know, I've got a lot of friends in the building trades business, and it's funny because here in the Pittsburgh area, the relationship between the signatory contractors, the contractors that hire union, and the building trades, which are the unions that have the people that are ready, willing, and able to do these jobs, is a very, very tight-knit, they get along like brothers.
Right.
And the really neat thing is we've got a lot of very, very good contractors and very, very good people working for those contractors in the Pittsburgh area. We've got here in Pittsburgh the new PNC building. My goodness, that's a state-of-the-art, energy efficiency, computer-controlled, all the whizzes and bangs that you can imagine, and people from around the world are coming to Pittsburgh to see how we did that.
Right. And with the cracker plant coming in Beaver County,
right.
I mean, the push for jobs is just going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. Electricians, welders, pipe fitters, steam fitters, concrete masons, the whole nine yards. And the cracker plant is just the beginning because what's going to happen is we're going to have co-locating here in the Pittsburgh area all up and down the river. Plastic manufacturers,
right.
which, you know, they need their engineers and their millwrights and all of this kind of other thing. We're back in the manufacturing business here in the Pittsburgh area, and this is just the very, very tip of it.
Yeah, a lot of the training we're doing now, the contract training in workforce development, is for advanced manufacturing. We have a very strong mechatronics program, which includes electricity and assembly and robotics and all of the emerging things in manufacturing. And there's a great need, especially for companies that have upgraded their processes to train their employees to be able to use the new processes.
Right. The Community College of Allegheny County, you guys are a real point of pride for Western Pennsylvania. You guys are really doing a good job. You're head and shoulders above many four-year degree programs.
Well, we really try to be the community college to connect with the businesses, to connect with the individuals who need jobs here to make that match happen.
Let me talk to you a little bit about, you're in charge of workplace development, and I know you're not in admissions, but you've got an idea of what goes on there. You know, you get somebody, I didn't do so good in high school. And I'm a little bit older than, you know, most high school kids that are going to the community college. And, you know, but I got to do something. And, you know, where do I start?
We welcome you. The average age of our students is 27, which means that some come right out of high school at 18, but many come back in their 30s and 40s and older. We have students with college degrees that come back to get technical training. So we have advisors at all of our locations that will sit down with you that can help you through some assessment tools to decide what you're really interested in, and then to outline a program of study for you, which could be a short-term non-credit program, it could be a one-year certificate program, or it could be a two-year degree program.
Right. And most classes are three times a week, two times a week?
Two or three. We have evening classes. Mm-hmm. We have Saturday classes.
Make it easy for people to have a job.
Exactly. Even if you're working full-time, there's a way to work out to get your additional training.
And let's say I'm starting to feel like I'm doing it at CCAC like I was doing it in high school. That's so good, maybe. I can get some help, too.
Oh, absolutely. We have math cafes. We have tutoring labs. We have student success coaches that will follow you, and if they see that you're
right down the hallway making sure I get in the class.
If they see you're not coming to class, they'll call you and say, is something wrong? Can we help? Because often students, they don't drop out because they can't do the work. Life happens.
Life
happens. Their car
dies. God bless you. God bless you for that. Life happens, you know. And, you know, I got to tell you, I have very, very fond memories of the Community College of Allegheny County. And I think most people that I know that have been there or been associated with really have a great affinity for the college. And again, you guys are really, really doing a good job. Just, you know, how do we find out more?
The best avenue is our website, www.ccac.edu, and there are drop down tabs for all the academic programs, for all the workplace programs, for everything that we do. That is your single best source of information.
Important question. Can we get you to come back and brag some more about CCAC?
I'd love to.
We'd love to get you back in. Next time we get you in, we have friends with the Utility Workers Union of America. As you know, with many of the utility companies, they have a lot of very seasoned, very experienced people with a lot of years behind them, and they're looking to try and find some maybe younger folks, maybe some veterans, maybe, you know, to come in and get the appropriate training to work on electric, work on natural gas, work on water, and just get those things done.
Yes.
We'll get you back in and we'll talk about that.
Thank you.
In the meantime, that was Teresa Bryant. She's the Vice President for Workforce Development in the Community College of Allegheny County. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.